This is the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, and you are listening to the Wrestling POV Podcast.
Hey guys, this is Hardcore Country Mickey James, and you are listening to Wrestling POV Podcast.
Whoa, just two more weeks, fellas! Right? Am I right? Or am I wrong?
You're right.
Two more weeks.
You're right.
Okay. Yeah, tomorrow. Two weeks tomorrow.
WrestleMania. Yeah.
Woo. Crazy, it's here.
I'm actually getting pumped up.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah. Is it me or did it seem like these, the last, you know, because we took a break last week and it seems longer, didn't it?
It seemed like forever, guys. I'm not even kidding. Yeah. It was 2 weeks.
Days kept going by. It's like instead of days, it felt like weeks and months.
Yeah, interesting. Anyway,
yeah.
So now, if memory serves me correct, I did say that I was going to keep looking into the whole Bo Dallas thing, what he's been doing, and I got some more info on that. Okay, this is just proving that I'm not going crazy. Okay.
Not yet. Nah.
And the same thing for you guys. That, I mean, and whoever's going along with us and agreeing with us that this is Bo Dallas. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe.
Alone.
What?
I'm along for the ride.
So am I.
Yes.
So am I. It's just that these were just so interesting to me that for this to be fan-made, come on.
It's too good to be fan-made. There's no way that this thing is fan-made. Like we said.
See, when those videos turned out to be for Sean Spears, I was like, it was a bit disappointing because we thought those were... But this is probably the beginning. They start with Sean Spears and then it leads up.
So, but here's the thing. The video that I got, or the audio, actually, I'm trying to piece this together. Okay? That's all I'm trying to do. I got about three videos to share. Well, two videos, one audio for you guys. And you tell me. Okay. And this is new. I'm talking this week new. 4 days ago was one video. And I think 10 days ago was the other video. So I'm going to go with the latter first and then play that one. But before I play those, Peter Rosenberg, you guys know who he is, right?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Now, he has his own podcast. It's called Cheap Heat with Peter Rosenberg. So if you want to check that out, go ahead and check it out. He had the U.S. Express on there because they're going to the Hall of Fame. Barry Windham and Mike Rotundo. So now Peter asked him, Mike Rotundo, about the whole Bray Wyatt. He asked him how he felt. And this is what he said. And I want to see if you guys catch this. Because this is like I said, Bray Wyatt was really good with little innuendo things. Like he would say something and, all right, what did that meant? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I believe Mike Rotunda did the same thing in this little statement that he said. Okay. So I'm going to play it and you guys tell me.
Bray Wyatt was one of the Wyatt family was one of my favorite gimmicks of all time. And both boys, I think they could have got a lot more mileage out of Bray Wyatt, the Wyatts. And then also with Bo, Bo was the youngest NXT champion they've ever had, you know, and he was probably 18, 19 years old. He caught the business quickly.
Well, the rumors still pop up about Bo is like a constantly in the rumor mill about what will happen next with Bo. It doesn't seem like that story's been written yet.
Right. Well, hopefully it'll get written shortly. So,
and Barry, for you as their uncle from afar, watching from a distance, how impressed were you with what Bray and Bo were able to do in WWE?
Well, I mean, they're both so talented, and it's just
I was always a big fan, and you know, I'd be remiss to not tell you. You know, I was lucky enough. I don't know Bo well. I was lucky enough to spend some nice moments with Bray, and he was just an absolute gentleman. A real treat of a human to get to be around. So a credit to you both, guys. Congratulations! So now, I'm excited to shake your hand.
Seriously, there's two things that they just said. Did you guys catch it?
Yeah.
Hopefully the story will be written soon.
Exactly. Other one, he's not done.
No.
Yep.
He said that. I'm not going crazy.
It's right there. I mean, Mike Rotunda is Ray's dad. I think whoever had taught him, he had to teach him a little bit of something. And that right there shows. So I'm just looking forward to it. I really am.
Yep.
This is like Bray's white rabbit thing.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, you see what I'm saying when I said that they even did a little innuendo with those two mm-hmm. little comments. Mm-hmm. You know, hopefully they'll write it soon. And the other one, he ain't done yet. What?
Yeah.
Okay, so what does that mean? Ugh.
And Bray's documentary is coming out April 1st on Peacock.
I was going to get to that part too.
Yes.
But let me show you guys the recent video from Dreadmere. Okay.
Okay.
This one was interesting. And you guys tell me what you think. This is the one that was published 10 days ago. It was published. So, yeah, this one was wild.
Behold the desolation of Dreadmere, where the lost souls are condemned to a perpetual night of torment. The air is thick with the stench of despair, and the shadows themselves writhe in agony. In this forsaken abyss, the mistress of Dreadmere glides, a spectral warden presiding over the damned. Her presence heralds the arrival of a horror beyond comprehension. The mirror reflects the fractured souls, their twisted nightmares manifesting in the ethereal depths of Dreadmere. There is no escape, for the very essence of terror resides within these haunted corridors. I've lost disciples to the abyss, and now Dreadmere hungers for more. She will continue to guide you through the darkness as you spread her message. And when you open the door, she will make her presence known. The mistress of Dreadmere calls for you, and in the suffocating shadows, your soul shall be devoured. Your screams becoming one with the eternal chorus of the forsaken. Dreadmere's embrace will tighten, and the mistress lingers in the shadows. As the lantern's flickering glow guides your way through the abyss, the shadows and nightmares intertwine your next task. Embrace the impending darkness, for in Dreadmere your deepest fears materialize. An escape will be but a distant memory.
What the fuck?
I think I saw that one the other day.
Really?
Because every time I open YouTube, on the home page, a Dreadmere video pops up. So I'm like, okay, let me check this one out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, did you see the half face that was shown? Did you see that? They showed it twice.
Yeah.
It was a guy.
Yep.
That was Joe Gacy.
Oh.
Look at it again. Look at it again. And I'm telling everybody, look at that fucking video. That was Joe Gacy. They only showed his one eye and like a little bit of his nose, but you can tell that's Joe Gacy.
And then this week on NXT, the one segment, I'm like, what? Yeah.
When Sean was doing his promo, and then back, you see Joe on the floor.
Like, what?
Exactly.
There it is. Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's right
Come
there.
On.
It's starting in NXT, and it's going to the main roster.
Yep. Well, they did a little bit on the main roster on SmackDown with the AOP, the Final Testament.
Yep.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, here's the next video. This is the last video. This one was even more interesting. And this was published 4 days ago. What was 4 days ago? NXT.
What was that? Yes.
Yes. NXT.
What was 4 days ago?
Yeah. All right.
So you know what I'm saying? I mean, this can't be, you know, fan made.
No way.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
So here's the second, the last one, the most recent one.
Once, there was a darkness that consumed us all. The Fiend, a force of evil, walked among us, spreading fear and chaos wherever he went. Let me in. You're going to dwell. But then came the mistress, Alexa Bliss, with her own brand of darkness. She sought to destroy the fiend to banish him from this world forever. And in her twisted quest, she succeeded. But in doing so, she lost herself. She became lost in the shadows, trapped within her own darkness. I will guide her back to the light, but she must first confront the darkness within. You hold the key to your own salvation. Open the door, and together we will ascend to greater heights. But if you refuse, if you deny your true nature, then something far more terrifying awaits. So I implore you, embrace the darkness, for only then will you find the peace you seek.
Like it or not, Wormwood will be the new face of evil. And when I return, I will be more formidable than ever before. Subscribe to Dreadmare, if you dare.
Wow.
You can't tell. Goosebumps.
And I did read Alexa's plant is going to be returning soon.
Yeah.
You cannot tell me that that wasn't Alexa talking right there.
It had to be.
That was Alexa.
Yep. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't see who else could it be.
Yeah.
Somebody gives me the argument. There's no way that's not Alexa Bliss.
I mean, I know there's AI people. I know that.
Right.
Okay. That they can easily take somebody's voice and make them say something. It'll sound just like them. But come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
It's only fitting, though. Like, we haven't seen Alexa. We haven't seen Braun. We haven't seen Bo Dallas, obviously.
Yeah.
So this is in the making.
And just the simple fact that on NXT, the things that Joe Gacy is doing, Sean Spears comes back with some weird shit.
Yeah.
You cannot tell me that's not Bo Dallas or Bray Wyatt's thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Because Sean didn't act like that in AEW.
No, he did not. Nope. But let me tell you something. He didn't even act like that when he was Ty Dillinger.
No.
So no, now, all of a sudden, gimmick. Huh?
He was doing that whole thing gimmick.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then just the simple fact of him coming back, and then now he's a different type of person.
Right.
You know, he's acting like how Joe Gacy's been acting lately.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So now to the documentary that you mentioned, Clay.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the beginning, it was Bo Dallas.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yep.
And then in the one line, he said, he's not gone. His memories will live forever. Okay?
That's the little dust right in there, too.
Yeah, right? That's what I'm saying. So, but the thing of it is, we got to wait till April 1st. When's WrestleMania again? The 8th, right?
So I'm April
7th and 8th?
6 or 7th?
Yeah.
6 or 7th, let me check.
Yeah. So... Yeah. You're going to tell me that on that documentary, we're not going to see more stuff that can possibly lead to all this coming together at WrestleMania, maybe? Or maybe after WrestleMania? I don't know.
I'd say the Raw after Mania.
Yeah.
Honestly. Something big's got to happen. It's the Raw after Mania.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's 6th and 7th.
There you go.
Okay. So now I have this interesting thing that I saw. It says that there's rumors that Bo Dallas is believed to be behind the mystery promos on NXT and that he's expected to be bringing a dark new character to the brand. Dallas also recently launched a channel on YouTube called Dreadmere around the same time the promos began airing. The channel features videos drawing clear inspiration from Bray Wyatt until a story teasing something coming soon in the exact same font being used on the videos in NXT. So that's going around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that is, you know, it was from a reliable source. So this is different if it is Bo Dallas, because if you think of it this way, when Bray was doing the whole White Rabbit thing, it wasn't even televised.
No.
So for people to think, well, how come it's not on TV then? Well, Bray didn't either.
Mm-hmm.
Bray was just doing it in house shows, and they would play that song, and then everything would be turning red. It's like, what the fuck? What's going on with this? And then they started doing the QR codes.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, once I find out more, because we're going to keep investigating people.
We will. And I'll tell you what, guys.
Until they show up.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, people's got to be patient, because yeah, if you want this story to be one of the biggest ever, you got to be like Bray's and keep waiting. Just wait.
Just don't gotta act wait. Like,
and you know, people's attention spans are not going to have that, but it's, you got to keep waiting.
That's what's wrong today with the fans today. Like, they want it right away.
Right away.
Yes.
We want it ASAP. No, it's like watching a movie or a TV show. You don't give it everything right away. You let it build up.
Yeah. Let it build up.
Like, if I tell you guys, oh, shit, you guys got to watch Breaking Bad. That show is good. It's 10 seasons. Are you going to go to the 10th season of the finale to see what happened?
Hell no. You watch one through
You know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm talking. You know, that's what we're saying is these people. Yeah, those people. You just don't. You're not patient to where, you know, let it play out. Enjoy the ride, as they say.
Right, because then you're going to go to the end and not know what the fuck's going on.
Exactly.
It's going to be one of those that are like, oh, this, wait, no.
Yeah.
And it's just like, no, it ruins it.
Yeah. And the thing of it is, too, is that the way they're doing this, and then if this starts to come out on TV eventually, people are going to say, hey, go to his YouTube channel. You'll know what the fuck he's talking about. Or check out the videos he was posting before. And then that's going to make people go back.
Or just listen to WPOV.
Listen to us, because we've been covering this shit since day one.
We have. said that Bo Dallas would be behind this shit when the NXT started doing these promos.
Yes. We sure as hell did.
We called it.
Now. Yeah, and it's like I said, the more information and investigative work that I do, I'll be the first one to say it on here on the show. So just stay tuned, folks. Enjoy the ride. All right, now I want to talk about Cody Rhodes' promo on Monday Night Raw. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people were, it was split in half. A lot of people were saying that was the best promo. He threw in some swear words. Some people say the swear words wasn't needed. Some other people said that it seems like we're going back to the Attitude Era. Yeah. Or some people said that, oh, they're getting ready for Netflix.
Oh, come on.
What did you guys think of this of Cody's promo?
Honestly, other than the times that he cussed on it, I didn't see any different from any other promo that he's done.
Yeah.
To be honest, besides talking about Little Dick Syndrome and, oh, well, I'm going to blah, blah, blah. It's like, dude.
Did they bleep it out on your end when he said asshole?
Yeah, no? On my end, it did.
On your end, it did?
Really? Yeah. They didn't on my end either.
No, not on my end.
Yeah, when The Rock cut his promo, where they showed that sign in the audience by Rocky Die.
Yeah.
They didn't black up the screen on my end when they showed the sign.
So they blocked our end for that, but then they say asshole on the on the show, and then block your end by saying asshole, and then Die Rocky Die to all the Canadians in the world.
But then they block Cody saying that part, but they don't block him saying whiny bitch.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, what?
But it's like, I don't think the cuss words were necessary, and no, people, we're not going back to the fucking Attitude Era just because he says a couple of cuss words.
Oh, the Attitude Era is coming back.
No, dude. The Attitude Era was a lot more than fucking cuss words.
If you want the Attitude Era, go hand. If you want the Attitude Era, go watch it on Peacock. It's all there.
Yeah, no shit.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Elio, what do you thought? What's your thoughts on Cody's promo?
I mean, it's like, it's like Clay said, it's not any different than how he cuts a promo every week when he's on Raw, just doing different things. This week he didn't cry.
Jesus Christ. God damn.
Elio was heartless.
He's heartless tonight, isn't he?
Dang.
But I don't know. For me, I liked the promo. I thought this was a different side of Cody that we saw. I think he probably should have went more aggressive only because of the fact that, you know, The Rock did talk about his mom. And I'm sorry to say, I'm pretty sure all three of us on this panel right now, that if somebody talked about our mom the way The Rock did, we wouldn't be cutting a promo like what Cody did on Monday.
There'd be no talking. There'd be ass kicking. You don't mess with my mama.
But what they should have done was they honestly, instead of, because you can tell some of that was scripted.
Oh, absolutely.
But what they should have done was say, hey, freaking just say whatever you want. And I'm pretty sure Cody would have just went off, especially talking about his mom, you know. But in that situation, being that they already brought Cody's mom into this, obviously we know something is going to happen at WrestleMania with his mom. And I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see, I guess, right?
Yeah.
But
I mean, that's the best kind of promos to me is like the unscripted ones. Just say, hey, go out there and talk shit to The Rock.
That's it.
I mean, not everyone has to be like cuss word, but like, as long as you get your point across.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Definitely.
So,
definitely.
Like I said, I think the promo was good. It was long, but it was still good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
for sure.
I'm digging the whole story that they're doing right now between him and Roman and The Rock now. So, I'm going to ask you guys a question. Do you think that this is overshadowing Seth and Drew's title fight?
Not necessarily, because, you know, you still got the little segments of Drew and Seth getting into it.
Yeah.
But you got to remember, too, that this is the main thing, like the main card. And it's kind of like, and it's a sad thing because the world title for Seth is kind of like the secondary to the WWE Championship, in my opinion, even though they should both be right on top. But it's Roman Reigns and The Rock. This is going to be the main event. This is talk of the town. They've built this up for, you know, over a year.
Yeah.
And I necessarily don't think it is because they're still having Seth and Drew be together and cut promos together and all this other stuff. So I wouldn't say necessarily foreshadowing it.
You don't think it's taking a backseat?
No.
Elio, you don't think so?
Not necessarily. I mean, they're keeping Drew and Seth up there. It's like, even just enough to like remind us, hey, we also have this match. It's not just Seth and Cody against the Roman and Rock.
Yeah. Well, this is the reason why I think it's overshadowing it. Because Seth is involved in their storyline also. Because on night one, you have The Rock, Roman versus Seth and Cody. You know what I'm saying? They could have easily, I mean, I get they wanted to do the Usos against each other, but I think in this situation, it probably would have been better off if Cody went and just got probably another legend. Who? I don't know. I mean, Steve Austin, that I was hearing rumors that he was still, he can still go, you know, not as much as he did before, but he can still go. Are you kidding me? If the glass breaks and he would have came out, that place would have went crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They could have, I mean, there's so many people that could have, that they could have put in that spot besides Seth, in my opinion. Now, how I'm also looking at it is through a storyline perspective, that Seth is in that to maybe he might get hurt is the reason why he loses on the next night against Drew. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then Drew wins, and then Damian Priest is going to cash in on that. That's just my early prediction. Anyway, so
I'm waiting for him to cash in, like, any day now.
Well, if you honestly think about it, they really don't talk about it much, about him cashing in. And they like to do that. They like to do that. So that way you can be like, oh, shit, that's right. He had the briefcase. Oh, my God, he's going to get. That's why they're doing that. And that's good. And that's fine. You know what I'm saying? So for me, like I said, they could have picked somebody else, in my opinion, instead of Seth. But I understand. And I won't know until WrestleMania. If he gets hurt in that first match on Saturday, then, yeah, that is just going to lead to Seth losing on night two, my opinion.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's how I feel about that. the other thing I wanted to talk about before we go on break, Sasha Banks returns. Mercedes Moné. Let's talk about it, folks. I know, because I know y'all didn't want to wait until we get into This Week in Wrestling.
No. CEO.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Now,
that's exactly before, how I feel.
Before I get your guys' thoughts, okay?
Uh-huh.
This is from a reliable source. There's reports that the women in AEW are unhappy over the contract Mercedes Moné received. Which is said to be in the multi-millions of dollars. Internal belief is that the women who have been there since day one and have shed blood for the company and helped build, they aren't even getting 10% of that.
Damn.
What do you guys think? Tell me, what do you guys even think about the whole her return and her calling herself the fucking CEO?
This gimmick that she's doing, I feel like, is 100% her. And why I say that,
oh, yeah, I believe,
is the big old fucking head of Sasha Banks, aka Mercedes Moné. She thinks she's worth all that fucking money, and let me tell you, she's not. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry, but it's the goddamn truth. Reason being, you went to WWE thinking you're this, you know, big time, and then you ran into other women that are a lot more talented than you, and you got mad about that and left. Bye. Went to New Japan. Went there, did your thing, got hurt. Okay, contract's up. Now I'm thinking I'm worth the money that I want. And now you finally get that, and that's Tony Khan's mistake. Yep. But this is another CM Punk, in my opinion.
So I heard she's getting like $10 million.
Yeah.
What?
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, how the fuck?
This is all Tony Khan's fault to give her this big ass head, even more than what she had before she went to New Japan. Now she's got an even bigger head. And I don't blame the women in AEW. Do I have a feeling that it's kind of with their fault? A little bit, because they have not improved enough to be up there in the main card in AEW.
Yeah.
And should they be mad about this woman coming in and getting money? Sure. But to me, if I were them, I would want to step up my game instead of being pissed off about it.
Yeah, but if you were a booker, would you do that?
Hell no. I don't care who you are. You're paying this woman that has been hurt for almost her whole career every time she gets a world championship $10 million to fucking wrestle for you and to have you on your show every fucking week and then call yourself a CEO when you're not even, you know, in that click.
The fuck is she a CEO of?
Herself.
I think they went with CEO because he can't use boss for some reason, I guess, WWE.
Oh, really?
I'm just guessing that's why they went with CEO.
But what about that shit that she was doing? Didn't that remind you of Bianca Belair? Because I am the CEO. Bitch.
And all the WWE references.
Bianca did it, like, first.
All the WWE references in there.
There was a lot of them.
Stop. What are you doing?
Or what about the part?
You're in a new company. It's like a whole new
beginning,
I suppose. And you're referencing WWE.
Exactly. What about the part when she was saying that she created the women's evolution and now it's the women's revolution or some shit like that? No, you did not, bitch. No, you did not. You did not create that. You were only part of it. You did not create it. So stop. Stop. I can think of so many other people that deserves that credit other than you.
Absolutely.
What's that?
Clay's had it. He used to be such a bad
that was dad. His girl.
She was for the longest time. And yet in her promo still last week, she mentioned Eddie Guerrero again. Bitch, you're not even close to Eddie Guerrero.
Right?
Eddie Guerrero would mop the floor with you. And one thing, Eddie Guerrero wouldn't walk out on a fucking company, especially if he was champion. I don't know him personally. I never did, but I guarantee you the type of wrestler he was, that shit wouldn't fucking happen. So that's And she was. I was a big fan of Sasha Banks, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. But that shit has changed. And I've seen the light, fellas. Because this person, this Mercedes Moné, is on my last fucking nerve. And she's only been in AEW for 2 weeks. So if that tells you anything. And the reason why I say this is kind of like a CM Punk thing. Is because CM Punk went to AEW as this big face of the company on every week. You know, big head. They give him a fucking show, Collision.
Yeah.
This is just like, it's just like it. And Mercedes Moné is getting this all kinds of money.
Yeah.
Getting all these, you know, I guarantee you, here before too long, she's going to be fighting for that world title and she's going to get it.
Oh, of course.
Unless she gets injured.
And then a minute.
That's the other thing.
And then a minute she loses it, she's going to get all mad and walk out.
Yeah, she doesn't get her way.
Exactly.
She doesn't get her way.
I have no time of day for her. I really don't.
Yeah, no. Well, see, the thing is that I'll ask you guys first.
Okay.
Who do you think it was a bigger star? Sasha Banks or Paige or Saraya?
Saraya.
And where the fuck she's been?
Yeah.
What did she do? Nothing. She won the women's championship in London.
Where has she been? We see Toni Storm more than we see her.
Exactly. We see Toni Storm every freaking week.
Yeah.
And they really haven't done anything with that. They haven't done anything with Ruby Soho. I'm not saying that, you know, Ruby's a bigger talent than Sasha. I mean, Ruby's our girl, but either way, you know, in my opinion, they haven't done anything with none of them. And Paige was supposed to be this huge signing, remember?
Yeah, she was.
And I'm sorry, she hasn't done anything. Oh, wait a minute. She got hurt by Sasha Banks when it almost ruined her fucking career.
Yeah, that's why when me and Kaylee were sitting there last week watching AEW, I turned to her. I was like, yeah, keep her away from Saraya.
Yeah. But that's the thing, though. I mean, it's like, she's such a I don't want to use what the ICW uses, that term. She's dangerous. But she just has this fucking ego about her that it's like, stop. Mm-hmm. You're not all that.
You're not
all that, number one.
I remember the show that we did like 2 or 3 years ago. We were comparing all the four horsewomen.
Yeah.
And I kept saying, like, Sasha's up there. Sasha's up there.
Yeah.
No, I'm completely false on that one. I don't know what the fuck I was drinking then. She's the least of the four horsewomen.
She is.
She is. Bottom line. She is.
But the thing of it is her attitude. She left WWE because she didn't get her way.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes off. Of course. And then she goes off to New Japan. She wears the same mask Eddie Guerrero wore. Not his, but she made one of... She won that bullshit. And from what I remember, and I even said it on the show, that when she came out, it was silent. Nobody went crazy. Because everybody was like, who the fuck is that?
Exactly.
They were like, who the fuck is that? You giving her the belt? What the fuck? Then she wrestles Willow Nightingale, and she gets hurt. Mm-hmm. And then now they're trying to make it a storyline in AEW, if you guys notice.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
You broke her ankle.
Yeah.
Okay. She gets hurt. She was getting hurt.
I have unfinished business. Yes. Right. I have unfinished business. Shut up. So does Saraya, bitch.
Exactly.
I forget what show it was, but I forget who said it, but every time you win a championship, you only hold it for a week.
I know, right? That's right. She does, too. She doesn't hold it that long. If she has it for 2 weeks, hey, she broke a record with AEW. Anyway. Nah. All right. Let's take a quick pause for the cause, and when we come back, we got This Week in Wrestling.
What's up, wrestling fans? It is yours truly, Ruby Soho, and you're listening to Wrestling POV Podcast with the man, Tony Diaz.
Hi, I'm WWE Superstar Charlotte Flair, also known as The Queen, and listen to Wrestling POV Podcast and always do it with Flair. Woo!
This is the hardcore legend, Mick Foley, and you are listening to the Wrestling POV Podcast.
And we're back. You can find Wrestling POV every Saturday on iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Pandora, and Amazon Music. And now, Tony, it's time to get to This Week in Wrestling.
All right. Now, first of all, do you guys want to, is there something that stuck out for you guys in This Week in Wrestling?
And not really. Maybe the Adam Copeland versus Christian Cage match. Right, at the end of AEW. Okay. That's really about it.
But I got something else.
The only thing that bothered me about that was freaking commercials and picture. Like,
oh yeah.
Because there was
they couldn't have saved that for a pay-per-view.
That's what I'm thinking. Right. These two could have been the main event.
Yeah.
Easy.
But here's my thing. Chris Jericho versus Hook.
I figured you could talk about that one.
How in the hell did Hook beat Chris Jericho?
Exactly.
I'm watching this. I'm listening to commentary, of course. Taz. Seriously?
Mm-hmm. This had to be Jericho's call. It had to be. Because there's no way that he was cool with Hook pinning him.
I think, honestly, I think it's a Tony Khan call.
You think?
I mean, he is such a mark. Huh? Yeah, that's true too. But that wasn't his call.
No.
But this, I think this was a Tony Khan call.
It could have been.
Shit.
But then afterwards, to prop him as being a former or future world champion.
I know, right? All the praise that was raining down on him afterwards.
Like, yeah.
Right.
You're a future world champion. No, you're not. What?
No, he is not.
He almost killed him on that first flip in the ring. It's like,
that's what I was going to say. This kid, he still can't throw fucking punches. He still doesn't know how to sell. He doesn't know how to take a bump. When Chris Jericho flipped him over, what in the fuck was that?
It was awful.
He went straight first. Like, what, bro? The fuck are you doing?
Almost laying on his fucking neck.
Yes. You people, yeah, I said it. You people have the audacity to say that in a match between him and Dominic Mysterio, that he would win?
I know, right? Like, what?
It blows my mind. It's still
three
to
times
this day.
We did that. Three times, and all three times you dumb fucks picked Hook.
Yeah. Wait, was it all three times, or did they pick Dominic?
No.
Didn't win. Oh, okay.
No, it was all three.
All three.
Yeah. The three of us.
I think it was on my end where they picked Dominic on the TikTok end.
That's right. They did.
Yeah.
They did.
And this was even with Dom being a heel, this was with Dom being a babyface. It didn't matter. People still pick fucking Hook. And it's like, I don't see it.
How can you explain to me how Hook is better a wrestler than Dominic?
Nobody has yet. They haven't messaged us. Nothing. Can you think of one? Because if so, I'd love to fucking
I want to hear that shit. Right.
I really do.
And now Chris Jericho has like an offer for next week or something.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
The fuck out of here, man. When I saw that, I was like, wow, AEW is just the shit for doing this.
Yep. And, you know, I was giving them somewhat credit for Okada beating Eddie Kingston and the Adam Copeland Christian match. It's like, all right, they're doing something decent. And then they do that shit. And it's like, nope, now your credit's done. It's like, God damn it.
But not only that, they made Hook beat Brain Cage.
I know, right?
Who's twice the size as Jericho and him put together.
And other guys. Hook should not be throwing guys like Gates of Agony around like that.
No. I will tell you this much. There was a spot in that match where Jericho kicked him in the face, like for real.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened before that. I got to rewatch it, but Jericho kicked him in the face for real. Like, bro, watch what the fuck you're doing. I'm not the one to be doing that shit with. And he kicked him right in the fucking face. I was like, oh, shit.
And Jericho knows what he's doing. Obviously, he's done it for 30 years.
Yeah. But see, that's what I'm saying. There's no way he made that call. That had to have been from Tony Khan. And I've been hearing other things that, like, Jericho, he wants out too. That could be why.
And I've said for the last couple months now with this, and going back to the whole Mercedes Moné thing, AEW is a sinking ship. And I promise you, it will not be a thing in 5 years. I have said this to everybody that I've talked to about wrestling with.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be a thing. Do I want it to succeed? Yes. It's pro wrestling. I want it to succeed. But the way they're doing shit and making calls and booking shit, it's not going to be a thing.
Yeah.
It won't. It's.
I go into these groups like on Facebook and I just like, or Instagram, and I look at the through the comments like on AEW posts, everyone saying AEW Dynamite is such a great show. It was so much fun. Like, where
the fuck are they watching?
How is it
right? Fun? Oh, we signed Moné. We signed Okada. We signed Osprey.
And then if you disagree with them, they get mad at you.
Yeah, of course they would.
Yeah,
I don't care.
I was hearing that they were pipe bombing the or what do they call that shit when they say in that, like with Dominic with the booze
piped in.
Yeah. I heard they piped in CEO. You know how the crowd was chanting.
They just dropped her new theme on Spotify and it starts. And at the beginning, you hear CEO.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So I wonder if that's it, but. Either way, I mean, between that, I don't know, man. I have to agree with you, Clay. I think in 5 years, I don't see AEW being a company anymore because he's overpaying a lot of people. He's letting I know I sound like a broken record, but he's letting the prisoners run the asylum, and now he's trying to get control of it, and look what's been going on.
And let me just say, this is not the AEW that first came up, like in 2020, 21, even 19 when they first started.
Yeah.
It's like this show was popping. And now it's like so different.
It is. When they had one of their VPs leave and go to the competition, the fuck's that tell you?
That shouldn't give you a red flag right there. Cody didn't leave just to leave.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you guys a question, though. Obviously, we've been missing MJF. Do you guys think, because I saw online that AEW took him off the main roster. They took his merchandise out and all this other shit.
Oh.
And there, of course, rumor out there saying that he might show up at WrestleMania to help Cody win. And him and Cody are good friends.
They are.
I'm also hearing that the Hardy Boys are interested in coming back too because they just had enough of AEW.
Well, Matt was at Raw.
There was a rumor that Matt was at Raw.
That Matt was at Raw.
They were showing a video. I saw a video where like there was like a lineup just taking pictures with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you know what? They're supposed to be at this wrestling expo that I'm going to next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if I get a chance to meet him, I'll ask him.
Ask him, say, hey, you going to WWE? What's going on, bro?
Yeah. Straight up. But do you blame him, though? Look what this shit, look what they're doing. Seriously.
Yeah.
I think
they would bring back Matt for sure, but I don't know if they would bring back Jeff. Yeah, that's just the thing. You know what I'm saying?
That would be difficult, but I don't think they could bring back Matt without Jeff.
Yeah,
I see why they wouldn't, but it's hard for me to think that they would just bring back Matt Hardy and not Jeff Hardy.
Now, just to throw this out there, though, they are having a ladder match for the tag titles at Mania. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's possible that them two will show up for that and have? Hell, you know what I'm saying?
Hell, they did it at 34.
Exactly.
And it was a surprise team.
No, it was 33.
Huge pop.
It was 33.
33?
Was it
33?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, either way, they did it at Mania.
Yeah.
I was close, Elio. Jeez.
But you were way off, Clay. Jesus.
Yeah. Not like I said, you know, they showed up at WrestleMania 20.
I don't see why it couldn't happen again.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys a question. If these guys, AEW, if they lose MJF to WWE, how do you think, you know, like, where would AEW be?
It's more to the ship.
Yeah.
Because then you're going to get all these AEW fanboys. Well, we don't need MJF. We got.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that'll Carter. Come out. Yeah.
We got Will Ospreay.
We got.
But do you think Tony Khan is signing those guys because he did lose MJF?
It could be a possibility because, like.
Or do you think MJF did sign with WWE? Because I was hearing back in January, I think, before he had left, that he secretly signed with AEW.
Well, and, I mean,
but and then I was just reading where that, like, when the rumor was saying former AEW world champion could show up at WrestleMania to help Cody.
Yeah, I saw that too. That's all over the place now. But
I mean, he always said in his promos of January of 2024. I mean, his contract expired.
Let the bidding war begin. Well,
exactly. And you're telling me that if WWE gave him the opportunity to sign a contract, that MJF, of all people, wouldn't sign that?
Yeah.
Come on.
But not only that, the simple fact that him and Cody are, like, really good friends. You don't think Cody was like, bro, come here, we'll take care of you, better than over there? Because Cody was VP, and he left. Cody knew something. You know what I'm saying? As far as, like, Vince ain't going to be in charge. It's all Triple H. He'll take care of you, blah, 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 blah. And you don't think he's promoting that to guys in AEW? Don't worry about Vince. He's not here. He's done. Triple H is in charge. He's going to take care of you.
I read that one as well. Cody used to trying to, like, talk to a few guys in AEW.
Well, I can guarantee you Ricky Starks will be in WWE. I can guarantee you that. Done to her
contract.
Yeah, when his contract's up, he's out.
He's already backstage all the time.
Yeah,
in WWE. Like, wasn't he backstage at the Rumble with Cody?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. A year ago. Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah.
And they made a big deal about that.
Exactly.
So, I mean, granted, it is the fact that he's just supporting him that doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to sign. But you cannot tell me they're not having secret phone calls, and Cody's telling him, bro, when it's up, we'll take care of you. I'm the top guy now. Because let's be real. You know, Cody's the top guy now. He's going to be the face of WWE after WrestleMania. You know what I'm saying? Guarantee it. You know, so you're going to tell me that he doesn't have pull? You're going to tell me that he's not talking with Triple H and saying, hey, these guys here, got to bring them in. You got to bring them in.
It's right there.
So
it really is.
All right. So what else you guys want to talk about in this week in wrestling? Anything else?
Raw had a couple decent matches, I thought, with DIY.
The Usos promo.
Jimmy and Jay's promo to start the show.
Good. Yeah.
That was and when you said foreshadowing Drew and Seth, this is getting foreshadowing because of the whole bloodline thing with Cody and Seth is Jimmy and Jay.
Well, I think that's why they did that.
What it is.
But I think that's why they did that promo with just them two.
True.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, with what's the name showing up. So, I mean, it's still bloodline related, but they did give them their own little thing, you know?
That's true. You think Rikishi will show up?
That's what I'm thinking. Within the next 2 weeks, he has to. There's only 4 shows left.
Special referee.
Yes. I mean, they did mention that.
Yes. But, I mean, I like the promo with that. NXT wasn't really anything to me to... Now I do have one more thing. Sol Ruka's return.
Mm-hmm.
Does she excite you guys one bit?
Yes.
Really?
Hell yeah.
I saw that one. The one match she had with Little Vice on Level Up. That was a good match. That finisher that she's got, that looks like a modified RKO.
The finisher is really cool. I do enjoy that, but just her character, her body language, I don't know. Like, she's just, I feel like she's playing Jane. That's what exactly I feel about her. Now, she is good in the ring. I will tell you that she is good. I'm not, you know, giving her the benefit of the doubt, but there's something missing with her. I just wish she had more.
Like she needs like a more character.
Yes, yeah. as I'm trying to say, I'm not a hater on Sol Ruka.
No, I just like kind Sol Ruka, but right. I agree with that. I think she needs like more of a character, more personality.
Right. She's talented.
She is. Yep. I'm not saying she isn't.
There
just
you are.
Wish she. No, I'm not. She is good. Don't tell me that. What the hell? Anyway.
Submit it, no, Clay. You don't like her.
No, I didn't. Never said I didn't like Sol Ruka.
Elio, did he or did he not say he did not lock her?
Say that.
Thank you.
I don't.
No. Elio.
No.
No.
What are you talking about?
I never said I didn't like her.
Don't be a hater, Clay.
I'm not a hater. I had a lot of other haters, more than Thea Hale and Wendy Chu.
Hey.
Where'd she leave them alone.
Where'd she go?
Don't worry about it. She's at my house. How about that?
There you go. But Thea Hale's going back to her character now and whatever that was. But okay.
Hey, well, somebody she did a climb aboard the Chu train.
Great. Oh God. And that's, I mean, for NXT, that was really it. SmackDown tonight, I didn't find anything like, oh my God. If I want to say something about SmackDown, Cody and Roman's face-to-face, it was okay. But let me tell you, if we're going to say stuff about AEW's time management, bro, those entrances need to
especially Roman's. Especially Roman's is like the longest.
Wait till WrestleMania.
Oh my God. I'm like, okay, I get it. They're the top guys. They have the entrances. Great. I looked at my clock. 15 minutes. Just the two entrances. You could have had a match.
Right? Like I said, wait till WrestleMania.
Oh God.
I think Bailey's going to be debuting a new theme at WrestleMania.
Oh, really?
Because I heard the theme song that she was on Paramore's account and she asked them for permission to use one of their songs as her entrance thing.
That'll be cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Anything else before we close this shit up?
Nah. That's about it.
Yeah, nope. I'm good.
That's about it.
You good, Elio?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get right into the book. Those that are new to that, basically what we do is we put the most ridiculous things that happen in the week of wrestling. And we do it for a good laugh. You guys ready?
Yes, sir.
AEW time management.
Stays.
AEW's absurd commentary.
Stays.
Don Callis' Harry Potter scar.
Stays. And speaking of that, Kaylee asked about that because she never really noticed it. And she's what the heck? She's like, what is that scar? And I told her the whole story and everything that he does with the whole makeup thing. She's like, that's fucking dumb. I said, exactly. That's why it's in the book.
It is. Booker T's non-game intro.
Stays.
He did it again.
He did. Oh,
awful.
Orange's knapsack.
Yeah, we could take that out. He lost the title.
That's true, too. All right. Yeah, we'll take it out.
Yeah.
If he does it again, though, it's going to be a lifer because this will be his third time in there.
I agree.
Hook's shit signal.
Stays.
And last but not least, fuck's wrong with Tony Khan's eyes, head, ears, everything.
Brain. Mercedes Moné, $10 million. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, he's gone nuts. All right. Well, that's it for the show. Make sure you tune in after the show because we have the 5-second shuffle championship, which Elio.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Elio. Yeah.
He's held it for like a month. Dude.
That's right. He has. That's right. So basically what we do for that is I hit the shuffle button on my phone and a random song pops up. I only play 5 seconds of it. And these guys got to guess who it is. And the first 1 to 7 wins is just how we ride off into the sunset until next week. But there is also the forbidden songs. If any of these songs comes up, they get a minus deduction from their score. These songs are Taz, Chris Benoit, Reba Gibble, Hook, Last Legend, and Julian Hall. With that being said, I am your host, Tony Diaz, along with the $50 man,
Clay Cummings,
and the Dean.
No.
Love, peace, and wrestling. We'll see you next week.
Peace out.
All right, Elio, you got champions at advantage. You can either go first or pass it off to Clay.
Oh, first.
All right, here's your first one.
Thank you.
I am a real American.
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
Jeez. Talk about a fucking softball.
Right off the bat, my man. Right off the bat. All right. It's on to Clay. Clay's got zero. You can get his first one with this one. Here you go.
Wade Barrett?
No, it is not. Elio for the steal.
Andy Hartwell?
No, it is not. It's T-Bar.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Remember that?
I remember T-Bar. I remember that entrance.
All right. It's on to Elio. Elio's got one. He can get two with this one. Here you go.
Maurice?
No, it is not. Clay for the steal.
Brian Cage?
No, it is not. It's Daddy Magic and Cool Hand. What?
Hand?
Yeah.
I'm proud of myself.
Nice.
Jesus Christ. All right, nobody gets a score on that. Goes to Clay. Clay can get his first one with this one. Here you go.
T-H-2. Shit. H2P. I don't remember what that group is called.
No, it is not. Elio for the steal.
The Hybrid 2.
The Hybrid 2.
Fuck. Yeah. Okay. I didn't remember what the group is at all.
Wow. Elio steals that one. Elio's at two.
Fuck.
On to Elio. He can get three with this one. Here you go. Jesus.
Goldust.
Goldust. Damn.
Jeez.
Elio does not want you to win this year.
Yeah, I guess not.
Notice how I said this year.
Right.
All right. Elio's up 3-0. It's on to Clay. He can get his first one with this one. Here you go. How convenient.
Don't give that look, Elio. Two out of the three. I know, right? You saw his face.
Here.
You got to get my cousin props, Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase.
All right.
You seen Elio's face like, oh, Jesus, how lucky.
Oh, fuck it. You got Hulk Hogan and Goldust. I don't want to hear that shit. I will give you some credit.
I got the hybrid.
You did. I'll get you some credit. The two out of three were softballs.
He did. No. He did. All right. That gives Clay on the board with one. Goes to Elio. Elio has three. He can get four with this one. Here you go.
Humberto
Carrillo.
I do like that theme, though.
It is nice, right? All right, you are on the board with four. Goes to Clay. Clay's got one. He can get two with this one. Here you go.
Mick Foley.
Mick Foley.
Yeah.
You are on the board with two. Goes to Elio. Elio's got four. He can get five with this one. Here you go.
That Dark Man.
No, it is not. Clay for the steal.
Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin. His first one.
Yeah.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Goes to Clay. Clay's got three. He can get four with this one. Here you go.
Edge?
It is Edge.
Yeah.
It is Edge. I had to look twice because I forgot. For the AEW's Adam Copeland, I would have had to say no.
Oh. What did it say, Edge?
It did say Edge, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's WWE.
Gotcha.
It did say WWE, so.
Okay.
All right, that gives Clay four. All tied up with Elio with four. It's on to Elio. Elio can get five with this one. Here you go.
Clay and Jordan.
No, it is not. Clay for the steal.
Kabuki Warriors?
No, it is not. It's Johnny Gargano.
How do we always miss Johnny Gargano?
You guys never get it.
No.
We're so used to this first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. All right, nobody gets a score on that, but we are tied. It goes to Clay. Clay's got 4. He can get 5 with this one. Here you go.
Vader.
No, it is not. Elio for the steal.
Jake St. Roberts.
No, it is not. It's Alba Fire.
Oh, man, we were way off of that.
Way off.
Way off.
All right, nobody gets a point on that. Goes to Elio. No, yeah. Right? Yeah, yeah, goes to Elio. Yep. Elio's got 4. He can get 5 with this one. Here you go.
Brian Cage.
No, it is not. Clay for the steal.
Shayna Baszler.
No, it is not. It's Kip Sabian. This is the first time we play that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. Nobody gets a point on that. Goes to Clay. Clay's got 4. He can get 5 with this one. Here you go.
Kinosuke Takeshita?
No, it is not. Elio for the steal.
Sushil Kata?
No, it is not. It's the Great Muta.
Oh, it's just wrong Japanese guy.
Wrong Japanese guy, yeah. We're getting a lot of AEW. What the fuck?
I know. It's weird.
All right, it's all tied up, though. No forbidden song? Oh, you just jinxed it.
No, it's Elio's turn, so.
Oh, it's Elio's turn.
Yeah.
Elio's got 4.
Thanks a lot.
Elio can get 5 with this one. Here you go.
Yeah, in a circle. Painmaker posse. It's go time.
Inner circle.
No, it is not. Clay for the steal.
Jake Hager.
Jake Hager.
Yeah.
It threw you off because they said the inner circle in the beginning.
Inner circle. Yeah.
Yep. And another AEW song. What the fuck? All right.
Weird.
That gives Clay 5. It's on to Clay. He can get 6 with this one. Here you go.
Nah, 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 nah. Nah, 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 nah. Hey,
hey. No. Let's go. Cameron Grimes.
No, it is not. Elio for the steal.
TJP.
No, it is not. It is Johnny Elite. Another AEW song. What the fuck?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, where's he been, too? All right. Yeah. It's on to Elio. Elio's got 4. He can get 5 with this one. Here you go.
Blair Davenport.
It is Blair Davenport.
Wow. Did you guess that?
Yes.
Okay. I was like, there's no way you got that.
At least he was honest.
That's true. That's true. Props, brother. Props.
Yeah, man. All right. Good. That gives Elio 5. He's on to Clay. Clay's got 5. He can have 6 with this one. Here you go. No.
You're fucking serious.
You did that to yourself. That's all you.
God dang.
You mentioned it and what happened?
It came up.
All right. All right, that brings Clay back down to 4. Goes to Elio. Elio's got 5. He can have 6 with this one. Here you go.
Mi gente!
It's the radioactive Bobby back of Bobby. You've been
warned. Right.
Puerto Rican at your door. New York never prices.
Danny Limelight.
It is Danny Limelight.
Wow.
Holy shit. Did you guess that one too?
Nope.
Really?
No, that's on his playlist. He jams that every day.
Of course.
Wow, that brings Elio to 6. Oh, goes to Clay. Clay's got 4. He can get 5 with this one. Here you go.
Sierra Hotel. India. Echo. Lima. Delta. Shield.
The Shield.
It is the Shield.
Yeah.
You got that point back. You got 5. Goes to Elio. Elio's got 6. He can win it with this one. Here you go.
Anthony Ogogo.
Oh, it is Anthony Ogogo.
Motherfuck. Are you serious?
Holy shit. This has to be, like, I would say what? At about 20 songs, about 17 of them were at fucking AEW.
We need to catch up on our AEW, Elio.
Right?
because we missed quite a few.
Shit. Elio.
Go.
Elio God. Retains. Holy shit. I told you, Elio's like, you ain't winning this year, Clay.
He ain't playing.
He is not playing, man. Holy shit. Well, thank you all for listening. Make sure you tune in next week. See ya. In the room full of smoke, I see a figure over there. Just behind the shadows now, but I can feel a stare. A little birdie told me he was trouble. That's all business. If you challenge him, beware. He's got hands made of stone. Don't shoot out without a care. He'll drop you with a